One, two, three, four. Hello, besties. Welcome back to another episode of I Am Besties. I am your host, Vanessa, and with here.
Sorry, my friend learned English in America.
I drank some wine.
Yeah.
And it's hitting already, so.
She's lying. She just said this shit ain't gonna hit. Anyways, I'm Steph, and today we have a special guest.
Hi, Kim is out here.
Hey. Yay!
The lovely Kim. Hey. So sweet of her to join us. We're excited
Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh,
I'm
yay!
I'm excited.
Yeah. This is only her second podcast ever.
Only. More to come, though. Mm-hmm. Period.
Hit her up. Kickback crew beat us, but whatever.
I know. They're all right. I love them.
So tell us a little bit about your journey on social media.
It started when I was in high school, and I started uploading like YouTube videos like for the fun of it, but mostly like to make people laugh. And so once I started like getting comments saying like, oh my gosh, like this was good, like this made me laugh and stuff, I was like, really?
Really?
Like, okay. Like let me keep going. But then I stopped, I disappeared for a year, I deleted everything. And then I kind of just like restarted like on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, like one of my videos blew up, and then same thing, like the comments were like, oh, like make more. So I was like, all right, ask and you shall receive. So I made more. I made more, and then from there, like I took it kind of like a, like I got consistent with it. I got serious with it, because I was like, this can be a really good thing. Like, this is what I want to do. So from there, you know, the Kickback crew hit me up, and then it opened the door to like so many other things.
Aww.
So I want to keep doing this for sure. Like, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm not meant for any other profession. Like, I'm not gonna be a lawyer or a doctor. Like, yeah. I'm not meant for that.
Yeah,
that's cool, because you're so young too. So for you to be so sure in what you're doing, that's really awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you made like funny videos on TikTok?
Yeah, yeah. Were they like skits or?
No, not so much skits. It was more like the audios, like trending audios. Yeah. And I would make my own caption up there. You know, that people like relate to and be like, oh my god, this is so true. You know. Like, oh my gosh, we relate. That's the point. Yeah.
The videos you made on YouTube back in the day, were those skits?
No, they were actually like my first one was like a get to know me, and then the other were like vlogs, because I was in high school, so I'd do like, oh, like this is our homecoming vlog.
But you'd make them like funny.
I try to make them entertaining. Oh, yeah, like okay. Funny. Yeah.
I love those.
Me too.
I love those so much. I love watching people's days, and then especially they're funny. Like, bitch, yes.
I, for the most part, always watch Emma before she got all huge. Emma Chamberlain.
You watched her?
I used to watch her.
She was
too.
Funny, dude.
What?
I actually think she's funny just in general. I love her. I'm a fan.
Oh, shit.
She's really cute. Like, even her, like, old videos before she even moved to LA, I was like, damn, this bitch is so cute.
Damn.
So when she blew up, I was like, hey, get that back.
I was the first one. Like, I was one of the few. You know?
Yeah, I was like, I've been here since.
Oh, this is the beginning.
That's crazy.
Because she would vlog, but, like, she never wore any makeup, and she was just always kind of herself, just chilling. She was always by herself, too, and I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
And she drank a lot of coffee at the time. I was a coffee freak.
Mm.
But I didn't discover her like that. Like, she already, I think, lived in LA when I saw her stuff. And now she's over here with Louis Vuitton and
modeling for
Lancome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. She was on GQ.
Yeah. That could be us one day.
Hopefully.
Speaking it into existence.
Imagine that. I'll be the background friend.
I'm come on Univision.
Dude, when I was little, I always wanted to be on Sábado Gigante.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It was my dream. Like, when they had like little competitions and stuff, I'd be like, yo, that could really be me. Or the when they would go and sing, and then the what would the guy be called?
That one?
What was his name though?
El Chacal.
El Chacal, yes. Oh my god, it was hilarious too. Aw. Is Don Francisco dead?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you just find out that he was German? He's not actually Mexican.
Shut the hell up.
It like he got exposed for it like last year that he's actually like German, but he changed his name and everything because he like appealed to like a Spanish.
Shut the hell
Latino
up.
Audience.
He has did he migrate? Like, did he?
I think his family did. Yeah.
So was he born in Mexico, but his lineage is German, or he was actually born in Germany?
I think he was born in Germany. Yeah.
Bro, guess his last name. Hold up. His name is Mario Luis Kreutzberger.
Shut the fuck up. And he changed his name, Mario Luis. No,
this is the first
fucking
time
way.
No way.
I did not know
I'm so
this.
Sorry.
I cannot Bro, believe it.
He's Chilean and American. He's from Chile. That's what it says. But yeah. That last name, Blumenfeld.
I think that's what he gets from his dad. Yeah, his dad was German.
Damn, he's old as hell. Bro, you just blew my mind. Let me see. Let me see his parents.
No, I felt, when I found out, I felt like I was lied to. I was like, oh, come on, we can't have nothing. Literally.
Damn. Oh my gosh. Look, okay, it says, yeah, his parents were German Jewish and they fled to Chile to escape World War II. He's Jewish. Oh my God, dude, you just blew my mind. That's insane. Because he doesn't even. Bro, that man's a Mexican. Well, he's Chilean. My bad.
He's a Jew. We love that.
You know what? Jesus is a Jew.
I'd rather him be a Jew than German.
That's true. Because the Germans attacked a Jew.
Oh my God. See, that's where I get.
It's a whole history lesson.
I know. Let's
just pretend we know what we're talking
about. Yeah. That's crazy, though. I'm tripping. Because, you know, Teresa, she's.
Like from the French?
Yeah. Oh. I think she's French or Russian.
French, I think, yeah.
I think she's French, yeah. And then, you know who's Russian? This other white bitch that's also on Televisa. I don't think any of them hoes are Mexican.
They're not.
Do you guys feel like. Do you guys, because I know when a lot of people find things out like this, they get upset and they're like, oh, well, what about, they're taking away from actual, like, Latino, actors or things like that. Do you guys agree with that? Or do you, not give a fuck? Like, who cares, dude? Like, they're entertaining. They're fun.
I kind of do and don't. Like, I don't really care where they're from. It's more so that it's always just white. Like Latinos, even if they
are white passing,
like it's never brown Latinos, like that are on the screen. I think that's what's annoying. Not so much like she could be from France and dark skin, and I would still be okay with her being in like Latino. Because I mean, wherever you shine, whatever.
Yeah.
Like if she's from France and she's shining in Mexico, why the fuck wouldn't she go to Mexico?
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Rosalía when they were like, oh my God, she's winning a Latin Grammy and she's from Spain. Like, bro, do you know how many artists are from Spain that like you guys all love and know, like Laura Pausini, fucking Luis Miguel, not even Mexican too, all these artists. So I'm like, who cares? Like, this is where they thrive, so let them thrive. But I do think we should support our brown brothers and sisters. That I do
they
agree
should
with.
Just try harder to win next time. I'm playing,
dude, because when I was little I was brown, so I was always like the, like when I would play like Barbies and stuff with my friends or you, like you my were the brown family Barbie? I was always the brown
the
one
Barbie, yeah.
I always hear people having these experiences of like, oh, I never saw like people like me on TV or dolls like me and things like that. And I never give a damn, bitch. I'll be the white Barbie.
I'm dead.
Because you're light skin.
No. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, because like I would always see that. I would be like, oh, why the fuck is the brown one always the maid? Like, am I just bound to be the maid? Because I was like, really? In movies, the brown one was always either the villain or like,
it was like a lower
worker. Yeah. And I actually did notice that. But because my family always made my skin tone really aware to me. Like, obviously, when I got like a little bit older, I wasn't in the sun as much. But I used to be really, really. I'm going to let Saul put in my dark picture in here because I was dark, bro. So, like, I was always made very aware of all of that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
So, when, like, I would always have the Barbies and, like, it was always either, like the white Barbies. Mm-hmm. Or that's when they started making, like, black Barbies. Dude, I was over like the moon for the black Barbies. I was like, oh, my God, they're so beautiful. Like, I loved it. I had every bitch. I even had pregnant Barbie.
I'm dead.
Oh, the baby Barbies, too?
Dude, yeah, you could shove the baby in the stomach.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It was magnetic, and you could shove the baby in there when she was, like, pregnant. That's it was a cool Barbie.
Did
I was
you ever
Barbie
play
girl.
Barbies?
I did. I played more with, like, Monster High dolls.
I'm sorry. I forgot you're younger than me.
I thought we were going to avoid the age.
I thought she was going to say birth.
No. I was more into, like, I don't know, like grunge type, like that. Like, you know? Like,
yeah, aesthetic. The Monster High was cute.
Because the same thing, like, with Barbies, I didn't relate to Barbies. Like, because they all looked the same and they didn't look like me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there was no representation at all, like, when I was younger. And, like, I had a different experience with, like, my skin tone because I grew up mostly in the Valley, so, like, when you're in the Valley, like, everyone kind of looks the same, like, everyone's familiar with each other. Mm-hmm. But then I moved to Modesto out for a while because my dad was a truck driver, and, like, everyone, like, the majority of the kids were white, right? So I was, like, the only, like, Hispanic kid there. And I felt, like, very, like not, you know, like, it was so obvious that I didn't fit in with everyone else.
Yeah.
And then my mom, too, like, I love my mom, but she, like, when I was younger, my brother and I were really dark because my dad's dark, and my mom's more, like, a white-passing Mexican.
Yeah.
She's really, like, So she would tell me, like, oh, don't be in the sun too much because you're going to get darker. Like, you know, like she would make, like, being, like, morenita or, like, dark seem like a bad thing.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like, excuse me, like, this is the man you chose for me. Like, I'm getting this from you. You like this color. I'm like, excuse me, like, this is because he's, like, your husband. But, like, I've grown to, like it all has to do with, like, standards, you know? I feel like even, like, with Barbies, it's such a small thing, but it really is such, like, a big thing because, like, it's representation, you know? And representation is so important. Like, did you guys see when Tenoch Huerta got that role for Wakanda, and everyone was, like, freaking out because they were, like, oh, why didn't they get, like, a white-passing Mexican?
What?
You guys didn't hear about that either?
She is educating us today.
I'm dead. No, because...
No!
All those talk shows, because, like you said, like, Teresa, she's a white-passing Mexican. Like, all of them, the majority, William Levy, like, all of them. Like, if you think about it, like, the novellas we grew up with are all white-passing Mexicans. Yeah. The only one I related to that kind of looked like me was, like, George Lopez. Although, you know, like, right now it's a little different, but but when I was younger, like, it was George Lopez because he was the only one that kind of looked like me and, like, my family and, like, the same struggles and everything. But, yeah, when Tenoch Huerta got that role for Wakanda Forever, the, like, the Mexican or Latino TV shows were saying, like, oh, he's taking it away from
what? Other, oh, like the Mexicans. Hispanic channels were saying
Yeah, we're like, oh, he's taking the role away from, like, other Mexicans that don't look like that don't look indigenous or that don't look like, what is it? Not, it's not Aztec, it's another one.
Oh, the Mayan?
Mayan, yeah. Like, not all Mexicans look like that. Like, where was that energy with Teresa? Or with Levy? Or, like, you know, like...
What the fuck?
It was the same thing, like, when Yalitza, that's her name?
Yalitza Paricio, yeah.
Yeah, they were all, like, and there was a video of, like, famous Hispanic actors, and they're all, again, white passing, where he's literally talking shit, like, calling her, like, a prieta and stuff like that, and he got exposed because somebody recorded it on accident. I think it was his wife who was, like taking videos at the dinner table, and she fucking recorded him.
I would have done the same thing, and be like, getting exposed.
Dude,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think she did. I think she was just ditzy, but, like, she exposed him, and it came out, like, on the news and everything, because they were mad, but I was like, dude, that's... Who
like,
cares?
Like, finally get representation. And
why
it's
is
like,
it your own people? Let us have some shit.
No, really.
That's a sad thing. Like, it's your own people.
Yeah, but now I've learned to love my brown skin tone. Like, now I can't wait for the summer so I can get a nice little tan.
A little tan, yeah.
And I tan in, like, 15 minutes because
we're brown.
Yeah, we tan easy.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
No, yeah. I feel like I wouldn't have the opportunities I have now if it wasn't for my skin toner my culture and roots for sure. I'm thankful for that now.
And you like to model, huh? Like you like photo shoots,
yeah,
and everything.
And it's cool because I got them because of like how prideful I was with my culture and my roots, and like I took literally my first photo shoot was down the street from my house because I live in a very like predominantly Hispanic neighborhood. And so from there I opened the doors to like other like awesome brands like Brown and Proud, like, represent, but, like, it was something so surreal to me, because, like, we don't really see that, I feel like, as much, like, a few years back than we do now. Like I said, when I was younger, like, I was like, yo, like, I kind of want to be white, because, like, you know, that's, like, that's what's around me, you know? Like, I want to have straight hair, I want to have, like, a, like, straight nose, like, all that stuff, you know, that I would, like, be insecure about when I was younger, but now that I'm older, I'm like, you know what, like, this is who I am, and I'm proud of it. Now, because when I was younger, like, I wasn't, you know, but, because it wasn't just the kids at school, it was, like, my mom, too, you know, it's, like,
I know.
It's, like, everything around you, like, novelas, like, everything, you know, like, Hispanics or Mexicans are supposed to look this way, like, I don't look like Teresa at all, if anything, I look like George Lopez, you know, but,
Or even, like, when we would watch High School Musical, like, I was, like, that bitch is a Mexican. Like, I just want... I think I always looked for a connection in the white movies, and I feel like they took advantage. Because what was her name? Gabriela?
Gabriela. And her mom was Hispanic, I think, in the movie. Like, Hispanic.
Yeah. So I was like, damn, like, look at that. Finally, that's us right that's there us. On screen. And yeah, right. Fucking white-ass bitch.
She's Filipino.
Oh, shit. She is Filipino. Yeah. Damn, she's cute as fuck, though. I love her.
I love Vanessa Hudgens.
She's hella pretty. She's getting married. Shout out Vanessa, invite me. Invite a Latina sister. Oh my God. But that's cool that you, do you feel like you want to continue like kind of branding yourself as like very strongly with your Mexican roots?
For sure. Yeah. I feel like my friend had mentioned this the other day, how, like we were just having a conversation about something. He's like, yeah, but you don't want to get typecasted as like a chola or something like Hispanic like that either. And I'm like, low-key, like I wouldn't mind like even being typecasted or whatever, like it's just like turns out that like I don't really care because like I am, you know, like I fit that image or whatever. Like honestly don't mind, like of course there's range, but like I am Mexican, you know, like that's what I fit the most into. You know, so I do want to want to focus more on like my heritage and like culture and roots and stuff like that, because that's why
I feel like you connect a lot with your like Chicano culture?
For sure, yeah, more now than I did before. Like once I was in high school and I started going to places like in LA where like the majority is like, let's say, like Mexicans in one certain area, and you go and there's like mariachi or there's like live music or there's like dancing and stuff like that, like they're very prideful of it. I was kind of like, yo, like this is my culture, this is my roots, you know, like it's not so much like I see like anywhere else except like here, especially like in the valley where like we're so like open about our culture and stuff, like because like I haven't been like a lot of places, but the few places I have been, like I went to Berkeley to visit my friend and I felt so out of place there. I was like, yo, like I miss the valley, like let me go back to the valley. Like it sucks it sucks when you feel like out of place for that same reason, because there's like so many like white people around, you know.
That's how I'm starting to feel when I go to Puerto Vallarta. Like Puerto Vallarta has more white people. Like I see more white people in Puerto Vallarta than I do here in the Inland Empire.
No way.
Like it's just because everyone's going over there like to retire, like old people.
Oh wow.
That because they got money. True, yeah. Because it costs, the houses cost the same as they would here, but it's just more affordable, obviously, for like the rich white people. They're nice, but I'm also like tempted to be like, go back to your country.
No, not for real. Reverse card. Like, hello. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I've never had a bad experience with a white person in Mexico, but I do. I'm always like, what are you? Okay, like, this isn't your home. Go home.
Literally.
Yeah,
literally.
But.
Have you guys ever had, like, a bad experience with anyone, like, white with or something like that?
No, thank God, no. But, like, the only thing that is, like, just, I guess for me, would be a little, like, frustrating is, like, when I do go, like, we were talking about earlier, when I went to San Diego to party.
Oh yeah.
That it's just like most of the clubs is like full of white people. And I mean, like, and if it was like them like dancing, minding their business, like who gives a fuck? But they look at you.
That's
like,
so
that's
true.
That's the thing that's like so irritating. True. Like, dude, why do you have to stare at me like that? Yeah, you know? Like so I know true. I'm a bad bitch and I know you're like never seen one. But
like we're a rare breed.
No, that's so true.
Like, I know I'm gorgeous, but I'm just saying. But no, it's really, it's uncomfortable. It's like, dude, like, why are you staring?
Yeah,
it's you don't have to fucking stare. Like, and you could tell when someone's staring, like, you know, maybe they are admiring you. Oh, she's pretty or something. But you can tell when they're staring, when they're like, they're just judging, like thinking like, the fuck she doing here? You know,
yeah,
and it's just
weird.
Like, I've felt that energy before. When I've gone to certain places where it's mainly, like, just white people. And it's just, it's uncomfortable.
So, dude, and actually, when I went to San Diego, there was a lot of white people. And they kept trying to go in our section. And I kept being like, get the fuck out of here, you Abercrombie and bitch. Because, bro, they were really, like, in Gapo.
Bitch, I'm dead.
Like, get the, oh, my God. And I told her, I was like, bitch, if you would have worn a better outfit, I might have let you stay up here. But, like, bitch, why are you showing up to the club in Gap? Like, come on.
Jeans? Oh, my God. Just tell me what my little sister just went to a party. Like, this past fucking Saturday, and she hasn't gone out in so long, so she was excited. And she got back like at 11, and we were like, what the fuck, dude, like you just left like not even 2 hours ago. Like, what are you doing back? And she was like, bro, it was like my friend's friend that invited us to like her party, and she said, and it was full of white people. And she was like, and literally she was like, the one that was throwing the party, her mom and sister were cops. So they were there, like, supervising the party. And once it hit, like, 11 to, like, about to be 12, they were like, all right, we're cutting everybody off from drinking. No more drinking. You guys have to leave home in, like, 15 minutes. Yes, and she said it was so weird. And she
like
said
a school
that,
dance?
Literally. Literally. And she said it was just weird. She said the vibes were off. She said it was, like, full of just white people. And they were all just, like, dancing, like, weird. She's like, she just felt like it was off. And she said that everybody was dressed like fucking Hollister, like, jeans.
Dude, I'm telling
and, like,
you.
Like, a t-shirt. I was like, what the fuck?
They don't know how to dress up. Well, not all of them, because some white bitches be serving.
They be eating.
Yeah.
Eating.
But some of them, sadly, I'm like,
out here in the IE, at least.
I love it. I love talking to white people, though.
Yeah?
Just because they're so different than you.
They are.
And I try to imagine what my life would have been like if you were white.
Before we continue, we're going to take a quick break to shout out our sponsors at Manscaped.
Breaking news alert, ladies. Our friends at Manscaped are now selling beard products. That's right. The leaders in grooming are revolutionizing the men's hygiene game once again with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. This cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel with 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with one guard, so no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You hear that, ladies? No more messy drawers. Plus, he can sculpt his look however your heart desires to fully unlock his bearded confidence. Save 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com and using code BESTIES.
Honestly, ever since we got the package from Manscaped and Alex has been keeping his beard nice and like, because it's so much easier to clean up the bottom now. So he's always looking perfect.
Yes.
I love it.
And I'm always going like, this smells a little scruff.
Manscaped is the ultimate gift center for your man, and the Beard Hedger Pro Kit is Manscaped is the ultimate gift center for your man, and the Beard Hedger Pro Kit is the newest addition to the global leaders in grooming's tool chest. With this new kit, take his grooming routine to the next level, and it all starts with the Beard Hedger. This electric beard hair trimmer is a premium beard sculpting machine. Along with having only one guard leaving little mess, it's also waterproof. He can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink or the bathroom floor. The titanium coated T-blade is tough on the hair but smooth on his face, leading to single stroke efficiency.
The Beard Hedger Pro Kit also comes with four dermatologist tested formulations for his post-trim hygiene. First is the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember your man's hair is different. Beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on his head. That's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped's beard oil. Ladies, we won't want a guy whose beard is brittle and dry. The oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath, while adding a little shimmer and shine, making him look extra fine. Cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit also comes with three gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure he has all the tools for a perfect beard. Good hygiene goes both ways, and this new kit just brought the good his way too. No one likes a weird beard, so say goodbye to all your stubble trouble and tame his mane.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code BESTIES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BESTIES. Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. And we now return to your regular scheduled programming.
And I try to imagine what my life would have been like if I was
if you were white.
Yeah.
I think about that sometimes too.
Like what different advantages or what kind of person I would
food,
be. Yeah,
be
the food mainly.
Oh my goodness.
Because lately food. I've been aware that white people, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm not even trying to talk shit. Sorry, white people. But like they're one of the few people that don't use every part of an animal. You know, we eat the stomach, we eat like the chicken hearts, everything. And I feel like they don't really add all that into their foods. Because I've been watching Next Level Chef.
Or seasoning.
Seasoning.
Sometimes I watch them and it's always like the people of color making, you know, fire as this. So far, it's all the people of color that are thriving in the show.
But you know who I want to shout out? This white girl. I don't know if you guys seen her TikTok. I think her name is Tiny. And she's like, she cooks for her boyfriend all the time on TikTok.
Oh, I
and she's like
seen
short,
it.
Like cute little white girl. Oh my gosh, she gets fucking down.
Yum.
I know that bitch. She's into her food. Like, it
dude,
looks so good.
I've been really into cooking.
She got into like, you know how there's like a new like chef's. Like they're coming out with like these new like chef
cooking
episodes.
Shows?
Yeah, like something like a cooking channel, mm-hmm. a chef's show, and they're getting food content creators from TikTok to like face off each other.
That's this one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the girl. She was on it.
What girl was it?
It was a girl named Tiny, and she's a white girl, and she's like Tiny, literally. That's what they call her, Tiny.
Does she not make the cut? Because.
No, I think she's in the second season.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I'm barely on season one.
No, yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good. You guys need to watch it.
Do you like to cook?
Low-key, I don't cook that much. Like, it's bad, but like I rely on my mom a lot for that because like my mom's cooking, I feel like I can't beat. You know, like I tried cooking like her once and it didn't work. So I'm like, you know what? Like for right now, like I'm just gonna stick to my mom's cooking.
Like, does she teach you? Like if you asked her, would she teach you?
Yeah, she would teach me for sure. Like she self-taught herself. Like she didn't know how to cook when she came into this country. Like she didn't know nothing about nothing. She was my age when she came to this country. She was 20.
Oh,
and she like taught herself to cook. She would like get recipes from friends and she taught herself. She's a really good cook. Like I love her cooking, but. Yeah, I can't match that yet. Like, maybe one day I'll get there, but... Yeah.
It's all right. You grow into it because when I was 20, I didn't want to fucking cook either. Right?
I think I always did want to learn how to cook because both my parents cook.
And,
so I was like, damn, how could I not cook?
In the food industry.
Yeah,
so.
And they have like a restaurant. Really? So I was like, damn, I'm really going to be that bitch that can't cook. That's
literally,
embarrassing.
No, I get that.
Yeah, but I can't...
Good thing that you learn.
Yeah. But it's hard to replicate my mom's shit. Like... I can't get the sazon exactly like hers.
Because they don't
use what?
Like spoonfuls.
Don't try to do it just like hers. Just try to make it your own because I used to want to replicate my mom's recipes, but But then, like you said, everyone's sazon is different. Yeah. So sometimes, maybe once in a while, you might hit the mark, maybe close.
Never.
But you know, if you don't, I noticed that when I've stopped trying to copy hers and just like do my own version, yeah. Dude, it's already been like a couple of times that my mom tells me like, damn, mija, like you made this better than me. Like, yeah. I'm not even trying to like just fuck with you. She'll be like, but like you dead ass, like you got down. And dude, I'll be like, fuck!
If my mom ever said that to me, I would cry. Because my mom's honestly the best cook I've ever tried. Like, she's a beast.
Yeah.
And sometimes like... I get close, but I don't, because it's her recipe. So I'm like, why isn't it coming out exactly like you? And she'll be like, I don't know. And then my mom's very much like, I'll be like, ¿cuánto le pongo? Ahí tantale.
Tantale. Oh, yeah.
Girl, that's no. Yeah. Así con los deditos agarra. Uh-huh. Bitch. Like, what do you mean? I can't. Tell me how much is in the deditos.
Because it's not like spoonfuls or anything. It's just like whatever.
And then it's like, her deditos are different from the other deditos.
Exactly.
So it's, like, it's not even the same.
And she's like, pruébalo y se ocupa más. And I'm like, how do I know that it needs more? But I'm like, the sopa de fideo, that you need.
No, literally. Oh my God, talking about that sopa de fideo, sorry. I literally, the other day, I was over at Hugo's house, that's my baby's dad's house. And I cook over there sometimes. Not recently, but when I was with him, I would cook over there. And his dad is Mexican and his mom is Salvadorian. So the sazon is very different from like what she cooks. And I'm Mexicana, just like his dad. So when I would go over there and I would cook, he would get so happy because he would be like, this is like the closest sazon that like food that I've had, closest to like what my mom back in Mexico makes. Uh-huh. And he's like, so he would always get so happy like when I would make something. And the sopa de fideo is one of the things that every time I'd go over, he'd be like, make me a big batch, bring me a big olla sopa de fideo. And I leave it right there and I'm going to eat it throughout the week. And then one day I went over and it was like early in the morning and they were just about to make breakfast. Like, he had just bought stuff to make breakfast. And like, I think they're going to make just like basic like huevo and chorizo.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me if I wanted to make it. But bitch, I had just woken up. And I was like, I kind of gave him like a damn. I don't know about that. I just woke up. And he laughed and he was just being funny. He was like, okay, no, you're good. Like, we'll make it right now. And then I went into the room and then I came back and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna make it. Like, you know, I'm not gonna be a bitch. I'm gonna make it. And then I came back out and then I was like, you know what? No, it's fine. Like, I'll make it. Like, I'm awake now. And then his daughter, who's like older, she was like, oh no, it's okay. I'm gonna cook. I, cause she doesn't live with them anymore. She was like, I never get to cook for my parents. Like, I'll do it. It's okay. And her dad was like, no. Stop. He was like, stop. Like, shut up. Like, you don't want her to cook.
And he's all, thank you, but no.
No, literally, he's like, thank you. But I was laughing so hard. I was just like, oh, it's just like, it's a good feeling, you know, when people like what you make.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm that person too. That if I make you something, I'm gonna stare at you while you
literally,
eat it.
Like,
you
know. Do you like
and be like, did you like it?
And then
and I'm like, no, but really, like you can tell me if you
don't. We can be honest.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, and I'm like, bitch, fuck.
I'm like, you're wrong. It's perfect. I hate washing dishes though. That's why I don't cook that often.
Oh my God. That's why I like to cook, because I'm like, el que no cocino, lava los trastes.
Yeah, that doesn't work in my house.
Yeah.
No.
We're all girls in my house, so everyone knows.
Oh yeah, drill. That's why. I'm the only girl in my house right now.
No,
I'm so
too.
Sorry.
You tell me and my mom, but my mom's like, if she cooks, like, who else is gonna cook?
Yeah.
You don't have brothers or?
I do, but they don't, you know, they're very machista. So they're like, fuck. Oh, my dad would be like, oh, wash the dishes while my brother's sitting right there. And I'm like, yo, what? Like,
does he tell you to like serve them and stuff?
No, not serve them, but sometimes he'll tell me like throw his plate away. I don't do that no more because he knows like I don't do that.
How old
I
are
look
they?
At him and I'm like, no, go do it yourself.
How old are they?
My brother's 17.
Oh, I said you just have one?
Yeah, I just have one brother, yeah.
How old are your parents?
My parents, my dad's 56, 55.
Oh, okay.
I think. And my mom's, I think, 51, 52, something like that. Yeah, they're in their 50s.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they didn't have you that, like, super young.
No. They lived their life. Good for them.
Yeah, my mom was 30.
Oh, damn.
Love that for her.
She was just...
No, we always talk about here how, like, people have kids, like, super young.
Yeah.
And they should, like, live their lives.
Now. Yeah.
Like, so it's nice to hear that.
And it's definitely a Latino thing to have babies at, like, 10 years old.
At 10 years old.
Dude, one of my aunts, she started having babies at, like, 14.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got pregnant at 21, and I was like, I'm too young. Like, and my mom was like, calm down, you're not 16. No, but yeah. It was
damn,
insane.
21, though?
Dude, I was in my prime of fucking whoring and partying. It was a complete...
You're just a horn dog.
It just threw me off. It really did. And then I had this one holistic doctor who had told me that it was going to be hard for me to have children.
And so you got to take advantage.
So I was like, oh my God, like, It's fine. I'll be fine. And no, but it's funny because when I went to go get an ultrasound, my first ever one, the first ever one, if you're like weeks pregnant, they'll put like the stick in your vagina, mm-hmm. and that's the ultrasound, mm-hmm. so they can get like a better look at the egg. And they actually found like little fibroids in my ovaries. And those are like benign tumors. Mm-hmm. And that she was saying that those, they actually could grow and it makes them really hard for women to get pregnant. Oh. So that's what my holistic doctor was talking yeah. about. Because they can't exactly pinpoint what it is. Mm-hmm. But they have like this machine that like, it's like, it's like these metal sticks and you just like grab onto them and it's like electromagnetic waves that go through your body and they scan you and they tell you shit that's wrong with you. And when she told me that, I was like, okay, like whatever. But she never was able to give me like an exact like diagnosis. Mm-hmm. So when I went in, when I was pregnant, the doctor told me that I had those. I was like, oh, that's what she was talking about.
Dude, I always be like, well, I used to always question holistic doctors because yeah. my mom would be like, no, he can tell you what's wrong through your eye or through yeah. your feet. And I'm like, mom, that's not it's real. A scam. Yeah. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. But now I 100% believe no, all my holistic doctors.
Same. I don't think I've ever been to one.
Girl. They're interesting. Yeah, because they tell you stuff because they tell you how to heal mm-hmm. rather than just being like, oh, this is what you can take to like, I guess, ignore the pain, because that's pretty much what medication does. Like yeah. it just blocks the it's pain
like
a receptors.
Temporary like solution. It's not yeah. actually getting to the root cause of what's going on.
Exactly. And holistic doctors will be like, well, this is like the food that can aid you in getting better. So okay. that's why I love. Shout out to all the holistic doctors.
No, literally, you guys should definitely check one out.
The government kills a lot.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they don't want them to like cure people. Like I went to one where he was like, don't tell anyone.
Oh,
like don't tell anyone, because he was helping my dad with his cancer treatment. And yeah, that he wouldn't like let it like not he doesn't let everyone go to him because
he's very to himself.
Yeah, he's very like protective.
The government in Mexico?
No, here.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I never heard of that.
Yeah, well, because like supposedly there was a doctor, I think, I don't know where he was from, but supposedly he found the cure to cancer and he like killed himself.
I heard about that.
I've heard like several stories like that.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, and they all kill themselves.
Yeah,
like,
that's come true. Come on. Oof, mm-hmm. that's insane.
It's hard though, because I mean, I'm sure there are people that want to help everyone and they can't. Yeah.
But you know what is hard? When you can't remember a word in Spanish.
You want to play?
Yeah.
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
We're going to test you.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to find out if you're a no sabo kid.
Oh, snap.
Oh, she's getting
scared. Oh, snap. I'll put you.
We're all going to take a couple.
Okay.
And then we'll each go one round. We'll test each other.
Okay.
Cast them down.
Here, you can.
Or here, I'll just give you
a bunch. Just give a
bunch. Can I look at them? Or?
Yeah. So you're going to ask us. You can pick us.
One. We're going to ask you one, and then you can ask us one.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's all like evil laughing. Did you look at them? Did you memorize every single one?
I'll go first though.
Okay, go.
Kim, ¿cómo se dice flip?
Voltear?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Nice.
I was gonna say marometa, I don't know where the fuck.
That's
right?
Like, I think that's a front flip.
Oh.
What? Right? Or like a cartwheel?
I don't know, bitch. But if I would have gotten that one, I would have said my own.
I'm going to do a question. It has questions too, guys.
Oh, snap. I didn't see that.
Oh, this one's funny.
I don't know if she gave you questions.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It says, prueba time. What is the least used appliance in a Mexican household? When I tell you guys, you're going to be like, oh my God.
I already know. The dishwasher?
Yeah.
We use it at my house.
Really? Yeah. I've always wanted one. Like, I would look at... sorry to bring y'all up again. I would look at white people's houses and I'd be like, yo, that's sick. They don't wash no dishes here. Like,
no, we use it.
Nice. Does it work? Is it worth it?
It's only worth it if... like, let's say you're done using the plate and then you take it to the sink. You know, a lot of people just tend to leave them in the sink. It's worth it if in that moment you just, like, make sure, like, all the food is off, like, in the trash. And then you stick it in the dishwasher. Mm. It's not worth it if all the dishes pile up and they're all dry and, like, dirty. And then you try to stick them in because
the food stuck.
You still have to scrub the plate and get, like, at least the hard gunk off and then stick them in. And then what's the point? Might as well just fucking wash them.
Bro, now you're teaching me how to use a dishwasher.
Yeah, I know. So if you're ever going to get one, make sure that if you're going to put dishes in there, like, It's only worth it if you do it on the spot. Like, if you're going to grab the dish, you like just right use after it, dinner. Right after dinner, go. Everyone, at least just go put your dish in the dishwasher.
Hear that, Mexicans? Yeah. When we move up to a house with a dishwasher, guys.
We're breaking that curse. I'm not using the dishwasher.
Okay, which one are you? Did you find one?
Oh, for a word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, ¿cómo se dice locker in Spanish?
What the fuck?
Locker?
Oh my God. I'm having a brain fart. I feel like I should know this.
Damn, I don't know. I really don't.
I watch RBD. I'm so upset that I don't know this word.
What's it? What is it?
It's casillero.
What? Oh, hell no. I was never going to get that. Casillero. No. That's not a real word.
Did something come up for your brain? They were like, no, it's not that.
I was like, locker.
No, literally.
I was like, fall into locker.
No, literally, like.
Oh, my God.
Like, yesterday, Ezra asked me, like, how to say banana in Spanish. And I was like, banana? And he was like, banana? And I was like, no, banana.
Oh, my God.
And then like my mom just yelled from across the room, plátano. Oh, and I was like, oh, yeah. I was like,
but I love bananas. I honestly, I would never. I love them bitches.
Did you ever eat the bananas, like, dipped in the chocolate? Like the choco banana, I think there's.
Yeah.
Did you like those?
Yeah, I did. I love them. I love the like the plantains with lechera on top, fried.
Ooh.
Never tried that.
I don't like plantains.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I don't know why. I just don't.
I didn't know they were called that. I just always called them plátanos machos.
They're do big. Call them that.
Yeah. And then you wait for them to get like fried? Black, like super super ripe, and then you cut them and then you fry them and you put lechera on top.
I love.
It's the best.
Lechera on strawberries.
Ooh, I've never tried that.
Are you kidding me?
I used to dip my strawberries in sugar, though.
No. Oh, my God. Your life is going to be changed.
Okay, I'm going to do that tonight.
Please. I just cut it in cuadritos, and then I put lechera. Oh, my God. It's the best thing ever.
I just quit my diet, too, so I'll do it tonight. Thank you.
It's so bomb, huh? Dude, I also love, like, vanilla ice cream with cantaloupe. I think I told you to try that. You didn't. You didn't.
But I'm not eating no fucking cantaloupe.
Trust me. You have to. If you ever have it.
Wait, which one's cantaloupe? Melon?
Yeah, the orange one, though. Not the green one. I hate the green one.
Oh, okay.
The orange one's good.
What kind of ice cream?
It could be vanilla or vanilla bean.
I love vanilla bean.
It's so fucking good.
Dude, I'm really sketchy about my fruit. Like, I don't like my fruit to have hair on it. Like, I don't like kiwis. What the fuck is that, bro? No, yeah. Like, why you got
the
hair?
The sensation.
Why you look like a nutsack? Yeah.
Make me think of him.
I should call him.
No, but you know, I fucking gross. Hate. I hate dark chocolate, dude. I know you love it, but
it's, you know, it's good for your heart.
I know it is, and I can never pick it.
I feel like I trick my brain into liking certain things because I didn't like it either. It's obviously like super bitter.
It's bitter.
It's just. I have to force, like, I forced myself to like pretty much every vegetable because I was a really picky, I was that bitch. I was a picky eater. I'm going to get chicken nuggets everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I need to grow up.
Yeah.
And that's when I started eating tomatoes and onions.
Did you guys ever get a tomato and put salt on it and bite it?
Never.
It's actually good.
That's fucking weird. No, I hate that.
But did you know that people do that?
Yeah. It was hella weird.
Honestly, I thought it was weird too until I tried it. I was like, oh.
I don't like the texture of a tomato.
Oh,
me neither. I can't eat a tomato by itself.
Yeah, really? No.
Yeah, like on my burgers, no.
I like it on my burger. Like, I like it in as part of a dish. Of a dish, yeah. But I don't want to fucking bite into a goddamn tomato, weirdo.
I don't do it all the time. But sometimes, you know, just have a little bite.
I will eat pickled onions, though, just like that.
Those are good, yeah.
Those are good. The red ones.
But if I'm not going out, though.
Well, if they're not pickled, you just, like, put them in lemon.
Yeah.
Like, the ones you put on top of your tostadas.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good. Dang. You know what? But I feel like eating dark chocolate is like drinking an IPA. Like, it's just bitter, nasty. Like, I feel like people that eat dark chocolate and drink IPAs, like.
Do you think those are the same people? Yeah. I don't drink IPAs.
You're different.
Sorry, guys. Like, I'm built different.
We're not going to include you in those people. But I just had that thought the other day while I was high out of my mind.
Oh, high out of your mind?
Yeah, because my sister's boyfriend bought her, like, a little heart of, like, assorted chocolates.
Oh, and it had variety.
And it had, like, dark all the way at the end. And I was like, gross.
I'm not touching that. See, but if just I'm like, eating I'm something sweet and then I'm going to drink, like, eat a dark chocolate, like, that's not going to work because I already have the sweet taste in my mouth. Like, yeah. I have to only eat dark chocolate. Like, I can't.
Have you ever had an IPA? I'm sorry.
An IPA?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
It's like a beer, but it's, like, super bitter. Like, no, it's so, don't ever drink it.
No.
Dude, one time I went on a date with this guy. You like IPAs?
I like getting drunk off IPAs because then you fucked up.
Yeah.
They get you super, because they're higher in alcohol.
That's true. Oh, one time I went on a date with this guy and he was like, I'm going to get an IPA. And I was like pretending I knew what that was. I never heard of an IPA in my life. And I was like, okay, yeah, me too. And he was like, oh, you like IPAs? And I was like, yeah, dude, like I drink them all the time.
Ew.
And he was like, damn. He was like, that's what's up. Like, I've never met a girl. Like, he's all gassing me up. And I was like eating that shit up. Me thinking it was going to be like fucking beer, like whatever. And then, bitch, when I tell you, I had to put on like the best poker face and I took a first chug out of that shit.
Yeah.
And it was bitter as fuck. I was like,
disgusting. And they're heavy. Like, they're super heavy beer.
Oh, heck no.
Do you drink beer? Because I know she's 21 for
she's gonna be 21 legal purposes. Real soon.
No, I don't drink beer just because I don't like the taste of it. Like, any type of beer.
So when you drink, you just drink, like, liquor?
Tequila. But you know what, though? I used to be that same way, too. It'll grow on you eventually if you give it a try. Like she said, it's one of those things that you kind of, like, have to trick yourself into liking. And it will happen. I personally think, because that's what I feel like I did with beer. It's just like I would go to places and sometimes there would only be beer and I didn't want to go like buy something. I'd be like, fuck it. You know, it's going to do the same thing to me. I'll just drink beer. True. And then over time, I just kept doing that.
I just hate beer because it makes you pee like crazy.
Yeah, and bloated.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, and it makes and you bloated.
Like, so gross. I hate that.
I know. I think that's why I never drink beer because my uncles all have beer bellies.
Beer bellies.
And I was like, yo, I already have that little pooch.
Never going to be me.
Yeah, I was like, I already have that little pooch naturally. Yeah. I don't need to, you know, make it bloated look like I'm more, pregnant if I'm not.
I'll never forget one time when my uncles and, you know, the tios and your dad, like, they all get together and they're all drinking and shit. And I had invited friends and it was like a group of my friends and then like my uncles and my dad just all sitting right there drinking. And then it was already like 1 a.m. and everybody was drunk already. Like it was just, everybody was fucked up. And I just hear my uncles and my dad having a conversation and they were like, ya se acabaron las cervezas, ya no hay más. Like, what are we going to do? And they were like, pues, ¿quieren seguirle? And everybody was like, sí, like, queremos seguirle. Like, they want to keep drinking. And they were like, pues, ¿a quién vamos a mandar a agarrar cervezas? Like, we're all fucked up. And then somebody was like, vamos a mandar al Jera, está tomando pura Bud Light, es agua nomás.
Dude,
like, he's been drinking water all night.
Everybody says that.
Up. Yeah.
Are they? I've never drank a Bud Light.
It's. I feel like it's like the most
light,
and it just tastes like water almost. Like, it's like it's the beer that has like the least flavor of beer, if that makes sense.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and
like
it's
like, if you put ice in beer?
Yes, exactly like that. Ugh. And you know what? And it's funny. I remember just cracking the fuck up because they were like, let's send Hera. He's been drinking water all night.
I only drink Pacifico beer because I feel like it's the best with mariscos. Yeah. I fucking love mariscos.
Damn. Ooh. I haven't tried that.
Everyone says, what about Modelo? That's not good?
Yeah, I like Modelo.
Modelo
too.
With Michelada, huh? That's what people say.
I like my Modelos with Michelada. My Micheladas with Modelos. I don't fuck with Coronas.
No.
I do putting a lemon in there and then like turning
it. Dude, that
just
tastes like, I don't, never tried piss, but I'm assuming that's what it would taste like.
You know what? That's valid. That's valid.
It's just gross. Honestly, I'm not a fan of beer. I haven't been drinking really.
I honestly feel like all beer tastes the same almost.
It doesn't.
I feel like it's very rare for me to be like, this beer tastes different.
But I definitely think you should get drunk off IPAs.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to have to do that one day.
I'm down for that.
The first time I got drunk off an IPA, I was in a different country, and I didn't know what an IPA was.
I was in a different country.
I was, low-key. And I was like, and we went to the store, this fucking far-ass store, because everything was closed. And that was the only thing they sold, and I didn't know what IPAs were either.
Yeah, so just like, oh, whatever.
So I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna drink. I drank like 6 beers, like no joke. And I was so fucked up that time. It was really fun, though. I had a good time that time.
It's memory.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do it at least once.
Do you have, like, a favorite mixed drink? Or are you just, like, down the bitches?
Usually I down the bitches. My favorite mixed drink is the Adios.
Ooh, this is a bomb.
All it takes is just
you could never go wrong. You could never go wrong with an Adios. Like, if you go to that's what I used to do. Every time I'd go to the club, I was like, what is going to get me the most fucked up, like, fast?
Yeah.
And Adios has everything in there.
Mm-hmm. Those are too much for me.
Really?
I never liked them. I don't like the flavor Like, I don't like anything that has, like, vodka in it or rum. Because the flavor is, like, I don't know, tequila mixes well to me with other flavors. The only thing I like with rum is a mojito.
I feel like I can't even taste anything in a
deal. You're just drinking. I'm already fucked up.
No, same.
One sip?
No, same. I don't even, like, know what's in here, but, you know, I'm a down
yeah,
to shit.
No, literally. I'm very much that girl that, well, back in the day, I would be like, dude, like, I don't give a fuck what it tastes like, what it is. If it's gonna get me fucked up, I'm just gonna down it.
I just saw this. Were you like, did you party a lot in high school?
No.
Oh, so you're barely starting to get into it? Nice.
So you're barely entering the. Yeah. I love that for you. You're gonna have a lot of fun.
No, that's what I said. I was like, bro, this is the best time. Because I saw this, I think it was a TikTok. I don't know if it was a TikTok or a tweet. Where it was like, bro, I really used to be getting fucked up at like a 16-year-old in a stranger's car. Like doing random shit. And like, now I won't even drink from someone else's cup. Yes. And I'm like, dude, that's me. Like, what was I doing? What was I thinking?
Literally, you weren't. And honestly, that's like the best ever. Like, I love being, like, I think back on how ignorant I was back in the day, and I miss it. I miss being ignorant.
I know.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss.
It really fucking is. I mean, we're here now.
I survived. I didn't die.
We did not die.
I love that.
So,
do you go to events? Like, have you been invited to events and stuff?
I have. I feel like it started a lot, like, this past year that I started getting invited to events and stuff, which is so cool because,
yeah,
like, it's kind of surreal, you know? Like in high school, I was such an, like, to myself, like, I wasn't, like, popular or anything like that. And then, like, this is what I would imagine myself to do, like, when I was in high school. Like, oh, like, hopefully, you know, I want to do this one day, you know? And then, like, I get to do it now. I'm like, yo, like, this is crazy, you know? Like,
that is so cool. Yeah,
like, what do you feel like you lean towards more? Like, photography? Like, because I know you model, or more, like, video creation, content creation?
I feel like content creation.
Content creation?
Content creation.
Because your pics look so good.
Thank
you.
Oh, literally, my gosh.
I was, like, looking at your IG, and I was like, damn, she eats.
Thank you. I love doing that for sure, but I feel like my heart is, like, at content creating.
Oh, my God. I honestly put my hat down to any girl that can be goofy on camera and just, like, be funny and just... Because that's me off camera. But, bitch, once the camera turns on, I'm like, ooh. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's hard sometimes, you know? I forgot who I was talking. I think it was with the Kickback crew. We were talking about that. Because it's, like, I think it was
with
like, yeah, how it's, like, it's... Because I used to have stage fright. So, like, to be, like, in front of the camera or even in front of people and to be able to do that, I feel like it's a lot harder than what, like, people make it look out to be, you know?
No, literally.
Not everyone can, like, go in front of a camera and talk, you know?
It
and,
looks,
like,
easy, but once you're in front of the camera, it's something
else. It's a whole
different
thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Do you, like, do you like the editing part as well? Or are you just, or, like, what, like, where do you find your inspiration from?
Most of the time, like, inspiration-wise, I kind of... I'm the type of person that, like, if an idea pops in my head, like, if I see, like, a movie or something, or if I see, like, even, like, something on my Instagram, like, I get an idea of, like, yo, like, I want to do this, but this way, because I don't want to copy either,
no,
you know?
Right,
like,
of course.
I want to do this, but, like, in a different style and stuff like that. So, I feel like I get inspiration from, like, the things around me, or, like, the people around me, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people I follow.
And you like the editing process of it, too, or you would rather just, like, have the idea and have someone else kind of, like...
I like both. I would say both, yeah, because I like doing stuff by myself, but I feel like it's even better when you do it with someone else and it comes out the way you thought, like, or planned it. Because then it's like, yo, like, I had this vision, but you made it, like, better than
what I
expected, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have, like you want to collab with certain people?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like there's too many to name, yeah. Like, there's a lot of people I feel like I would want to collab with. That I would want to, like, talk to, and even, like podcasts and stuff like that, like, that I would want to, like, sit down and be like, yo, like, how'd this start? I feel my number one would be Danny Trejo. Like, Machete? The actor?
Danny Trejo, the... from Spy Kids?
Yeah. I know it's, like, random, but...
That's sick!
Yeah, it's so random, but I read his book, like, his, like, bibliography about his life.
Oh, his memoir?
Yeah, his memoir. So I was like, yo, like, low-key, I would want to collab with Danny Trejo for, like, a YouTube video or something, like, just talking or something
that.
Like that.
That's so sweet. I like getting answers that are, like, so unexpected.
Yeah.
I know, like, shows, like,
I was like, Danny Trejo, that name sounds familiar. Machete.
I had no fucking clue until you said that.
Spiky.
I was like, oh.
It was an Academy Award performance, I'm not gonna lie.
For real,
see, like, song. Even Spy Kids, why they're trying to Oh, wait, they were Spaniards. They weren't Mexicans. But I connected with them still. I was like, these are Latinos to me.
Yeah. And they will be in my heart.
Yeah, and then Danny Trejo's the uncle. Like, bro, that man's brown, and that's my uncle, too. No,
for real, for real.
And he is Latino.
I think he's Mexican,
he's
right?
Yeah, he's Mexican. Represent.
Have you been to his taco place in L.A.?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, is it good?
What the fuck? There's a taco...
He has a taco shop. A donut shop.
Like, he's a businessman.
Is it good, to be honest? Rate the tacos 1 to 10.
I've never been, but I used to pass by a lot, because it's like by... Kind of like going towards the Beverly Center Mall and
shit. Yeah, like by Santa Monica, kind
of. What do you rate them?
I would rate, I feel
10,
like,
10, so he could collab.
Oh, yeah, 10, 10 for sure, for sure. Best tacos ever. I mean, like, I'm a little biased just because, like, I prefer street tacos. I feel like nothing beats street tacos.
Oh, so they're not really authentic?
I mean, I would say, yeah, like, no disrespect.
They're good, but
nothing beats, like, street tacos.
Yeah, yeah. I felt that.
I feel like street tacos are more authentic than...
Do you live around here, or you live closer to...
I live in the valley. I live an hour and a half away from here.
Damn. Yeah. Shout out to Kim for making the drive.
It's okay.
What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
She a Taurus. Is that how the song goes?
Done.
Why? What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm just playing. It's just every time someone says Pisces, I think of my ex, and I'm like, ugh.
Girl, I don't blame you. I'm so sorry. Pisces men, I don't blame. I don't think Pisces men really are.
What's the stereotype for Pisces?
That we're really emotional, manipulative, gaslighters.
Men.
Pisces?
I've never had a Pisces female friend, so I'm not speaking for the ladies. I'm only speaking for the men.
What?
It's just when I hear Pisces in general, I get triggered.
That's what month I am is with that? Cancers.
It's February and March.
Oh, duh, you just told me your B-day's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Dummy.
No, that's how I feel with cancer men. Like, whenever someone mentions cancer men, I'm like,
oh. And cancer women.
What's cancer?
Like, June, July.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to learn them, guys.
Yeah. No, you're good. But yeah, my mom's a cancer, and oof.
Yeah?
That woman makes me want to rip my fucking hair.
Now that I think of it, I get along with Pisces. One of my best friends is a Pisces. Actually, his birthday's in... Wait.
Don't rub it in.
Is that... So is this... Are we in Pisces already?
We just started Pisces season.
Oh, yeah. One of my besties is a Pisces. Ayy.
Shout out to Pisces.
My sister's a Pisces. I love her. We do be fighting, though.
Yeah. She's like, I don't have any friends that are Pisces that are females. And her sister's
my sister. I'm like, we do kind of be just like here and there.
Which one?
My older one.
Oh, my gosh. I love her.
I know.
Oh, see? I do be liking Pisces.
You love her? You've never even met her.
Your older sister, Stephanie? Bro, I met her like a million times.
You have?
Yes.
When?
I met her that last time at the fair. I've met her.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot where the fuck else I saw her. We're Instagram friends.
I forgot I took her to that.
Sorry, baby girl.
I just don't like her that I'm just like, I love you, sis.
No, her sisters are super nice. Honestly, all your sisters are dope as fuck.
Thank you. They're Pisces, Capricorn, and Taurus.
I don't know what any of that
means.
I got
my hands full.
And a Leo.
You're Leo?
Well, we're both
Leo.
Oh,
my brother's a Leo.
What day?
August 18th.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
I'm August 20. You know, talking about that, that's crazy. My mom just got a new boyfriend, and she brought him over for dinner a couple of days ago, and we were just talking, and he was like, yeah, I have a son. He's 25. And I was like, oh, I'm 25. And he was like, yeah, he's a Leo. Because we were talking about, like, zodiac signs. And I was like, oh, I'm a Leo. And I was like, when's his birthday? He's like, August 20. And I was like, bitch, that's my birthday.
That's crazy. Oh, no. What if you guys are soulmates?
I'm not trying to be a bitch, but he showed me a picture.
And he's not cute.
I mean, he wasn't ugly. I would rate him. I would give him like a... Damn, I'm not going to rate him.
Damn.
He wasn't ugly, though. It just wasn't my type, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I relate to that.
It just was not my type.
Was he brown?
Not really. He had long hair, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Skater vibes or more like hippie vibes?
No, kind of like your hair, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's long hair.
not that long, but like your texture and color of hair.
That's your natural hair?
Yeah, this is the first time I wear it natural.
It's so cute. I love it.
I know, it looks like you. What is that? Crimped?
Crimped? Like wavy, like beach hair?
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, like beach hair.
Yeah,
beach hair
thank vibes. You. No, I used mousse.
Your hair looks like that sometimes, too.
I know, but...
It looks like how your head looks like that. It's cute, though.
Thanks. I know. That length, though, let me see. Can I see it from the back?
Oh, yeah.
She said yes.
Can I hit it from the back?
That's how long I want my hair. It's because, like, once your hair gets to a certain length, it's too heavy, so your curls fall.
I can't imagine you with hair that length.
It's pretty long. It's almost there.
Your hair?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you always have it up.
I know.
I can't. I feel like the last time I seen you was like right here.
From the front, that's what I'm saying. Like in the front, it is to like right here, but in the back, it's like half my back. Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'll put
it
down just for you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. No, it's really pretty. And you have a lot. Oh, my God.
Thick.
I want it.
I've been letting it grow. So I'm very excited. I've been letting it grow for 2 years now.
Are you guys into guys with long hair or no?
I convinced my husband to, because I'm married, but I convinced him to let his hair grow out long.
Yeah.
Because I like it. I think it's sexy. But it takes forever, so I don't
really know what it looks like.
I feel like only a few men can pull it off.
That's so true.
I don't think all men can. And I feel like for the men that can pull it off, I can acknowledge, like, yeah, that's hot. But there's just been some men, it's kind of questionable.
I get that.
Really, I like men with long hair. I think it's sexy.
I do too. But I feel you know who
did not look sexy with long hair though? William Levy in that novella where he had fucking long hair.
I know what you're talking about. Let me look it up.
Oh, I want to say it was Sortilegio, but if I could be mistaken. But I remember I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Who the fuck green lighted this decision? Because that shit was so ass.
Dude, it's because he has
you can see his track.
Oh my God!
Fucking, what is it? I was like, what's that fucking movie?
I know which one you're talking about.
He looks
about.
Like fucking Jacob from
Twilight.
Twilight! I was like, Twilight looking at.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's his hairline. He has a terrible hairline.
I know.
Dude, Loki, he's ugly. He had us on a chokehold, but this man, bro.
Let me see.
That man, no.
I would still hit.
I'm dead.
I would still hit. Like, it's just, I know my inner child would be. Like, my inner teen, not my child. The fuck? My inner teen would be living.
I was more for, what's his name? I think it's Adam?
Who?
Diaz? What's his name? He's also in Teresa. He's her first love interest.
Did he have a beard?
Yeah. That's who I had a crush on. I never had a crush on the blondes. Like, I always was for the brunettes. Yeah.
Yeah, he was fine.
He was so fine. He's still fine. And Jaime Camille, you already know. I love Jaime Camille.
Did you ever have a crush on William Levy?
I low-key did when I was younger.
Oh, my God.
What's that bitch's name? Teresa Cass.
I masturbated so many times to William Levy.
Aaron Diaz. Aaron Diaz, baby girl.
It sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
He's sexy. Zoom in on that.
He's from RBD, right?
No, he's not from RBD.
Who's the main guy in RBD?
Oh my god! Alfonso Herrera. He's Miguel.
How does he look like? Why do you feel like that was
him? He kind of looks like him. You know who? He looks like the guy from You.
He does.
What's Alfonso Herrera? He's not coming back for the tour, guys.
He's not?
No. Damn, he got fine as hell. That's him. He was cuter when he was younger, though.
I love him.
Why is he
the
not
beard.
Coming back?
Dude, me too.
I like beards.
It's not going to feel the same if they don't all come back.
I don't know. He's the only one coming back. But also, my teperoni's pregnant. So, what's going to go down with that?
Ooh. Like, why right now?
Really? Like, right now? Rihanna, come on, baby girl.
If y'all know we're doing this, why y'all get pregnant?
No, but when I criticize Rihanna, the whole world loses their shit.
Because somebody made a point in the comments. And it's like, what if she accepted to do it before she was pregnant?
Yeah, so then don't get pregnant, bitch. Like, yeah. Avia was before she got pregnant. This was, like, a year ago.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, and when somebody that pregnant, I was like, damn. Can't back out now.
Yeah, so do something
else. Everyone awaited for that.
No, it was kind of, like, it lacked. It didn't serve what it was.
She didn't deliver. I'm sorry.
I'll
stand by it. Week two, standing by that.
The set was good, but just, like, yeah, the dancing was just not there.
Someone was like, she's not known for her dancing. Like, okay, then do something else.
I thought she was known for her dancing because she had like videos where she was dancing.
I like how she dances in her music videos. Yeah. How come is she not known for dancing?
That's what I'm saying. Y'all see the hate that Bad Bunny's getting though? What do you guys think? Damn, this is an episode we're just bashing all the way. All the white women.
No. I've been waiting for this one.
We love y'all. We do, I promise.
I've been waiting for this one.
I love my white women.
You guys can go first.
No. Go ahead. You're building it up.
Let me just say, you know that one song? It's the one where he talks about white people taking over, like, Latino.
Oh, the Ahora todos quieren ser latinos.
Pero les falta sazón. And the number one girl that's known for profiting off of Mexicans off of her tequila, A18, that's not even like associated with anything Mexico. That's the Valley. And she's not even from the Valley. She's from Calabasas. That is nowhere near the Valley. And then the fact that he chose, yo, Bad Bunny, like, I'm sorry, I can't defend you no more. Like, I can't.
That's the point I try to make. Like, once an artist becomes so famous, they leave everything that they really felt behind. Like, bro, this man is rich.
He's thinking with his dick right now, guys.
Plus, Kendall's cute. Like, I'm not going to lie. I think she's cute.
I think she's
like, cute. Obviously, she's the dullest bitch of the family, but she's the cutest one. In my opinion, she's the prettiest one. So I don't blame him, but also I thought he liked a woman with a little bit of ass.
But doesn't he always talk about how he doesn't like plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Like
she has plastic surgery, bro.
But not like in an extreme way. Like, she doesn't have fucking big ass titties, big ass, like, where it's like drastic.
Okay, but if I had someone to give me liposuction like a million times a year, I would be that skinny. Like, this bitch is not, you know what I mean? Like, they're not all naturally skinny like that. Like, no.
Yeah. Maybe he means just like the aesthetic of like
plastic surgery. Or like the big tits.
I think that's what he means. Yeah. Because, you know, I honestly, I just feel like, dude, he's just fucking rich and famous and he just wants to collect them all, you know?
To be honest, it's going to be better for Kendall.
It is.
Because she's kind of like, yeah, she's kind of like, eh.
Maybe she'll get some culture from it.
Have you guys tried her tequila?
I have.
Never. That shit's ass.
I refuse
to.
That shit is ass. I tried it like as a free sample. It's ass. It's not good.
Thank God you said as a free sample.
Yeah, fuck no, I would not pay for that
she
shit.
She took one for the team. Now we don't have to try
it. And it was ass? Yeah, it was bad.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, no, it's not good.
Support Mexican grown tequila.
Yes. I don't know which ones. I don't really know names.
Casamigos is also not a
Mexican. No, that one's George Clooney.
Yeah.
They're honestly most artist liquors, I guess you could say. Yeah. They're nasty. The only ones that I want to try.
I know that's not tequila, but.
Dude, but Ciroc had me in a chokehold when I was 19. Because it was when DJ Khaled was like super huge. No, but it was when DJ Khaled was like huge on Vine.
Oh, yeah.
Where he would make all his videos and he was always drinking Ciroc. So everybody started drinking Ciroc, like all these flavored ones. And bro, that shit had me in a chokehold.
Which one's your favorite one?
The pear one.
The pear one?
Yeah. Shout out to all the pears.
Did you like the apple one?
Yeah. Apple, wait, which one was the yellow one? The green one? The apple one? Oh, yeah. That's the one I liked.
Yeah.
I drank a whole bottle one time and I went to a festival and I was fucking dying. Like, literally, I was like.
Oh, no.
And then I took another one. I drank another half a bottle of that one. And I went to Kanye's 808s and Heartbreak concert. And that shit was one of the greatest concerts of my life. I was crying. I was like, freshly heartbroken. Oh, wait, no, I wasn't heartbroken at the time. I was connecting.
You're feeling old.
But don't try that shit. It's nasty.
This did not happen to me with Ciroc, but with Bucanas, I got like the worst hangover and like just the shittiest like from Bucana. I could never drink Bucana ever again.
Dude, Bucana's disgusting. We did that.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Yeah, you're not even listening.
Dude, that was like a million years ago.
Literally.
God.
You think we don't know better?
Yeah, dude.
Anyways, before our boss rudely interrupted us, what is that, by the way?
Oh, it's a video of Las Patronas. You want to play it, Saul?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, our boss, it's HR day today, so as part of the HR meeting, he wants us to watch a motivational video.
A mandatory video.
That...
No, dude, this shit's crazy. It's good. It's good. It's happy. Well, I mean, it's not happy, but it's good.
Oh, I think I saw this, actually.
Heard your tripa.
Oh my god.
Can my friend get something to eat, please?
It's actually a fart, but. Wow.
There are people on the train migrating across the border.
That's so sweet.
Oh my gosh, that's so dangerous too.
Yeah, they like build like little kits with food and stuff and water, and they just like leave them out for people to grab that are like on the train migrating.
How long are they on the train for?
Well, they're, I'm assuming, from like Sudamerica, no? Or Central America.
Wow.
And the women, there's a documentary on it. I think I watched it on YouTube. But they cook meals and they have water and they like make little survival kits for the people migrating on the train. And then they just go and like hold them out.
That's so sweet.
That's crazy that people.
Yeah.
Did your, I mean, I don't know if this is a personal question, but did your parents immigrate here?
Yeah, my parents immigrated.
Did they go through the Cerro or they?
They went through the Cerro, yeah.
Damn, that's wild to me. My mom always tells me her story of like how she crossed through the mountains. And I'm like, that's insane because I would never do that.
No, me neither.
But like, imagine being in that, like imagine you with Ezra being in such a moment of like desesperación that you would literally cross a fucking mountain to get to a different country.
And it's like, you can't even go back because you're already like halfway.
Halfway, there, you know? Yeah. You could get lost.
You turn back, like, oh, you have to keep going.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. My mom did, I think she was pregnant.
How long is the...
Your mom was pregnant when mm-hmm. she crossed?
My mom was pregnant when she crossed too.
My mom crossed twice because she left my dad. She went back to Mexico. She said, peace the fuck out, dog. And then she told my dad, like, I'm not going to do it again, like, through the Cerro. So she did it through the car. I have permission from my mom to tell the story. And then she did it through the car and she got caught and she got put in jail. And she forgot the name they told her to give. So the officers would be like, what's your name? And she'd be like, no sé. Like, no sé.
Oh, snap.
Like, I'm disoriented right now. I'm hungry.
Yeah. And so they... I can't make right now. No, yeah. And then when she tried again, when she finally did cross through the car, they put like everybody that had crossed into like a little room. And my mom said that my dad like ripped off the carpet because it was like a piece of shit room with like 40 mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. And that he like ripped off the carpet to like keep because my mom's really, was really, really, really thin. And he like ripped off the carpet to like keep her warm like at night because they were like freezing cold. It's crazy. Honestly, the whole, I guess, experience of it is so crazy. So when I always make my mom tell me again, I'm like, how'd it go? What'd you do?
My parents don't really talk about it. I feel like it's something they never like healed from, you know?
Yeah.
So I know like it's not a subject I can like ask about.
Oh, okay.
But every time we drive like through Tijuana, at least, because that's mm-hmm. like where they like, I guess, like made it or whatever, mm-hmm. my mom would be like, because my mom didn't know how to swim and she had to swim through stuff, you know? Like her worst fear now is like, water because of it.
You know what's crazy? My mom doesn't know how to swim either, and she told me that my dad carried her through the river. She was that tiny, and she was fucking pregnant with my older brother. So my dad like carried her, and my dad told my mom like, whatever you do, like, no me sueltes, because there's people there that are like kind of just waiting for you to get lost. Sometimes they traffic you, mm-hmm. and the women, especially when they're alone, like they sometimes rape them and stuff like that. So my dad told my mom like, whatever you do, like, don't let go of me. Uh-huh. Oh, they're ride or dies. I'm not gonna lie.
Agua si, please.
No, seriously.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's nothing crazy.
Because to go, that's why every time when I was 19 and I had like, when I was in 19, when I was like in high school and I had my little boyfriend, my mom would be like, don't do this. I'm like, mom, I'm not you. Like, I'm not gonna leave with, you know, some dude.
I'm going to another country.
But it's wild. Crazy. Especially because my mom decided it in a like moment. Like, it wasn't like my dad was like, oh, over here, come, like, live with me. Uh-huh. She was just, because my grandma was very, very, very strict, yeah. Like, very strict. And my mom got home late and she was scared. Like, she was literally scared to go home. Mm-hmm. So she told my dad, like, I'm not going home. He's like, okay, then we're going to the U.S.
No, you're lying.
Yeah. Wow. My dad always says, he's like, ella me robó a mí, yo no se quería bajar del carro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, but imagine how scared she must have been.
Yeah.
She would rather go to a different corner, bitch,
and go back home.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, I know. I always tell her, I'm like, mom.
Jail time.
I would never leave you like that. My grandma's over here like, where the fuck is my daughter? No.
Oh, I'm not going to talk shit of the dad then.
Dude, but it's because my grandma had like 12 kids, dude. And like, she was a widow at 40 with 12 kids.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So like, having that many kids, and then all my aunts left when they were really young, there wasn't really much. And at the time, there wasn't cell phones or mm-hmm. communication like that. So, how, like, what is my grandma going to do?
True.
She was like, get my ass beat or go have an experience. Like,
travel.
I know. Dude, my mom's a trooper. Because she even said that when she got here, she didn't have a great experience, like with my dad and who they were staying with and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she said that she would, like, secretly go take English classes. Mm-hmm. And she secretly took driving lessons. She's a beast. My mom's a, like... Dang. Friggin' boss women, and I look at her, she's running an empire.
Oh, wow.
Like, shout out to my mom. Dude, yeah, that's the American dream, low-key. My mom thrived. That's why when I was younger, a lot of people try to make me feel bad that, like, my parents had money, and I'm like, bro, they're literally, like, they almost died for this. Like,
yeah.
why?
Yeah.
Why are you gonna make me feel bad? No, that
literally, like, yeah, it'd be a disservice of me to not.
No, really, like, I'm gonna go struggle when my parents worked their whole life to give me this. That makes no
sense.
That's
so true. Like, what's the fucking point? What would the sacrifice for then?
Exactly. And my parents are very much like giving. Yeah, they spoil us for sure.
Love that for you.
Shout out to my mom.
Do you need an adopted sister or something?
Oh my god.
No, but her mom is sweet. I'm married. She really is a sweet lady.
That's actually cool. That's really inspirational.
Yeah. I know. I always told her, I'm like, Mom, I really want to tell your story. I'll tell it next time. Like, I'll have her refresh on. It. Damn, imagine.
Oh, for Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh my god, that would be so sweet. We can do it in Spanish. Yeah.
And we have a lot of viewers who was like, when's the episode? Even cousins of mine from Mexicali, because I'm from Mexicali, they'll be like, we want to watch your videos, prima, but like, we don't speak English. And I'm like, damn. And I keep telling them, one day we'll drop a video in Spanish, but fuck.
That'd be fun.
I'm down to.
You can use these.
Do you speak Spanish in your, like, in your videos and stuff?
No, not in my videos, or... I don't think I have yet. No.
But you do speak Spanish, like, fluent?
Yeah. I grew up, it was Spanish only at home and then, like, English at school.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
In ELD classes, too?
Yeah, same.
When I was little, I thought ELD was, like, oh, I'm so smart because I'm learning English more than all these other people. I didn't know what it was. I was like, cool, I'm in this, like, smart kids class.
See, ignorance is bliss, I'm telling you.
But I was really good. I learned... Like, I was always really good at English. Same. It doesn't sound like it when I speak, but I promise I'm a really good writer. So even when I was younger, I learned how to speak English fast because I like to read. Uh-huh. Shout out to my ELD teacher.
Dude, that's crazy. Me too. I feel like every time you talk, I always feel like, dude, like, she's telling my life story right now. Like, so many things. And sometimes I'm like, is it a Leo thing? Like, do Leos live the same lives? Like, what the fuck?
I hope not, because I was always like... I that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But I was always in the idea that I was like, damn, this is like only happening to me.
That's crazy. No, a lot of not everything, but a lot of the things that you say, I'm always like, what the fuck, like, bitch, me too,
dude.
And I don't want to be like that person that's like, me too, you know, like,
no, but I love that way.
But it's like, no, like, I just really relate hard as fuck to what you're saying. That's
what, and you know what? When I was younger, I was in a predominantly white school too.
No, I don't relate to that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, when I think I liked being in ELD because I was like, I'm with my fellow people.
Cool people are allowed in here.
And I would take the test and I'd be like, done, like, all fast.
You're talking about fucking, right now, you said, I know English. I fucking hate when everybody the comment that pisses me off the most is like, can they go a whole sentence without saying the word like? And I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Okay. I can go without saying like. I probably can't go without cursing, though. I'm trying. Too hard.
I can't go without saying like, too.
I can't. I feel like
I'm sorry.
Just,
like, it's just a like, it's a white girl habit that I've had.
You guys said like 5 times.
I literally
it's not
cannot.
Even like, oh, like, I don't even... See, I don't even realize
it. Just adds a little pizzazz to the sentence. It's like, and you know, you get a little pause.
If I consciously try to not say the word, I have to speak really slow, like where I am right now. I have to speak really slow.
Like, and you still said like,
yeah. See, and it's so hard, and it's like it takes so much effort, and I feel like I have a lot of shame with saying the word like being dead ass now, like. Like, I literally have so much shame when I say it because of a lot of the shit that just people in general that say like get. And I hate being one of those people, but I feel like I'm just like accepting it now. Like, but I don't give a fuck. I said the word like. It's a fucking word. If you don't like it, don't fucking listen to the fucking show.
But you know what? It's kind of like that thing where it's like, fuck, it's hard.
I'm telling you.
But it's like, Little Caesars is bomb when there's not a bitch in your ear.
It's nasty.
That's how like is. Like, the word is amazing when someone's not fucking bugging you. Exactly. Like, can you not say like?
Exactly.
I'm gonna say it regardless whether people want it or not. Like, it's in my, like, I can't. I can't. That's who I am. Love me as I am, or leave me alone.
Literally. Okay, let's try for 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna set the time. I'm gonna set the timer right now, and I'll be dead ass.
Are we taking shots? Because we'll be drunk.
No.
Oh hell no.
I'm done. Freaking Saul.
He doesn't have alcohol. And I quit my diet so I can drink alcohol again.
Okay, damn. The 5 minutes started now.
Okay.
Did you guys watch Ant-Man?
Yeah, I did. Did you like it? That one doesn't count.
It does not. I actually really did.
Me too. Yay. Because I made a poll on my story and I put, I put you there like. Okay, no, start
it
over.
It doesn't count.
It was part of the sentence.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Did you like? Well, I think I did say it before.
Oh, I didn't hear.
It's all right. Strike one. We get three. I get three. Okay. Everybody gets three. I made a poll with three options, and one was I liked it, shit was ass, or I think the last one was I liked it. It was okay, but I had problems with it. Okay. And everyone that put shit was ass, I was like, damn.
Was that the highest percentage?
No, okay. I think it was the last one where it was like, oh, I liked it, but I had issues with it. That shit had me bawling my eyeballs out. I was crying, bro. Because I have issues right now with paternal shit. So when I was watching, I was like,
it hit a spot.
It hit so hard. I was so faded watching it, too. Oh. I think that's why.
Do you think it made it worse?
No, I think it made it better. Oh. I felt every emotion that Scott Lang was feeling. I was like, so good.
You went with your man?
Yeah, I went with my little brother. He really wanted us to watch it.
Oh, you and your brother or you three?
Yeah, all three of us. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's a good movie, though.
I watched it shit-faced. I snuck in three buzz balls.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're like the fucking bitch. You are the fifth person easy that I've seen that drank buzz balls while watching Quantumania.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Wow. No, I was about to say that. I snuck in three buzz balls and I was fucking on a good one.
All for you? All three?
I shared one.
Oh, okay.
I shared one.
I didn't want to.
Right.
But
someone had a gun to your head.
I hate that I feel like I have to share, but I have to.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, you had to share your buzz balls. You had originally taken them all for you.
I love sharing, but when it comes to buzz balls, bitch.
I cannot drink them.
Buzz balls are so good. I love buzz balls.
I only like the tequila ones.
Me too.
The green ones?
Yes,
the horchata or the other ones are disgusting.
Yeah. Ew, bro, horchata with vodka, right?
I don't know. I don't drink any.
They're all different. Ones. Like they all have something.
Yeah, but I think that one's horchata with vodka. And I'm like, so. Bro, who this mix is. Ooh, not
hey,
it.
You know what though? I actually read the label of the tequila buzz ball, and it actually has vodka in it too.
Oh yeah.
Yes, it's tequila and vodka. I didn't. Oh, I was no like, wonder. Bitch, why the fuck are they called Tequila Rita then? The fuck. But I can't taste it. As long as I can't taste the vodka, because I hate vodka. But I like the peach one too. Have you tried the peach one?
I think I have. I've tried the mango one with the heen.
I don't think I've tried that one.
I don't recommend it.
No?
It burns your throat.
Oh, gross.
I literally will not drink any but the Tequila Rita ones.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's my go-to.
It's women-owned, so.
Shout out to women.
Shout out to women. Yeah, it's a
please
women-owned business.
Please sponsor me. Please. I was going to post a little clip of... a boomerang of me pouring it, and I was gonna tag Buzzball, and I was gonna say, Buzzball, please sponsor me and post it.
Do it.
But you couldn't see the logo of the Buzzball. You could only see the AMC logo of the cup. I was like, fuck. They're gonna be like, why the fuck is this an advertisement for AMC, not for
the
Buzzball?
Movies? Yeah, they're like, they send you an AA link.
Literally. So
that's,
I was like,
so
no.
Funny.
I'm like, okay, no.
No, yeah. Buzzballs are my go-to. I love Buzzballs.
They're in right now.
You can never go wrong with Buzzballs.
And they were in back in the day, too. You didn't drink them?
Not back in my day. Back in my day, it was Four Locos.
But you're only a year older than me. Oh, no.
No, they weren't around then.
Yes, they were.
When we were, like, 19, no way.
They weren't?
No. It was Four Locos.
Four Locos, yeah. Four Locos, for sure.
The MDs, what are they called?
Mad Dogs.
The Mad Dogs.
Have you tried Four Locos?
I haven't. I think I did try one, but never again. Like, I was
no,
just weren't my
thing. Honestly, yeah.
There's better stuff out there. But back in the day, that was, like, the thing that was the cheapest, and, like, it got you fucked up so fast.
Dude, but they get you so fucked up.
Yeah. Four Locos?
So drunk. It's honestly, like...
Like, if you're on a budget...
It's poison.
I said, if you're on a budget. If you're on a budget and you just want something that is going to get it done fast, get a Four Loko. But they don't taste that great.
They're disgusting. They're way worse than Buzz Balls.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that where, like, it fucks you up? Oh, I said it.
Honestly,
I'm gonna have Saul beep every time we say like in between these 5 minutes.
Or like, have you seen those TikTok?
Like,
have you seen those TikToks where? Oh, the timer is off. By the way,
good job, ladies.
That was the hardest thing ever, but we did it anyway. Back to saying like, back to the regular,
back to the good old days.
what was I gonna say? Have you seen those TikToks where it's like when it's just the sound of people eating their food, like chewing, and it's quiet, no one's talking, and then people make like people.
You're getting it all out right now.
There's this fucking like one girl quoted it. She said when we're out eating with our men, so we can't talk shit about them, and it's just the sound of all of them eating.
Oh my god, I know which one you're talking about. It's when you want to talk shit, but the shit's here with you.
Yeah, like, and it's just the sound of like them eating a shit.
I love those.
And I feel like that. I was thinking about that sound right now. And it's like when you like try to not say the word like, so you don't fucking talk, but just like,
oh, I'm not gonna talk. I get it.
So Miss Girl Kim just told me right now that she enlisted in the army. What the fuck? Let's talk about it.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah. Because I asked her like
oh. Recently.
No, it's been 3 years. Next month, it'll be 3 years.
So are you part of it? Are you a veteran?
Yeah, because she had asked me, like, what if like, I had what work today.
I was like, oh, like, did you work today? Like, what, do you have a day job?
Oh.
Yeah, and I just, like, right now, currently, I'm working Monday through Friday for my job, which is the Army, because I usually could just go, like, once a month, because I'm National Guard. I don't go off to, like, war or anything. You know?
Oh.
But it's, like, just, like, oh, when there was, like, flooding, when it was really raining really bad, mm-hmm. they were, like, thinking of calling us. They're, like, hey, be prepared.
Oh, fuck.
Have your stuff ready. And I was, like, yo, I don't want to go swimming. Like, I don't want to go. But, you know, like, this is what I signed up for, because it pays for my school.
Oh, so I was by, like, okay.
It's not because like I'm patriotic or like I love this country.
Or it's not because like I wanted a charger. Right?
Love
no.
that.
A charger. Oh my gosh, no. I drive a Honda Civic, so you need a charger.
Thank you for your service.
Anytime.
Love it.
Oh, do people tell you that?
Yes.
Sorry.
Do you get discounts? What's like your fave discount?
Denny's. Because I go to Denny's all the time, so I give them my. I'm like, hey, dude.
What's the discount?
It's not a lot. It's just like $4, but.
But still, bitch,
do you camp or anything like that?
I camped when we were training, like boot camp training. Like you literally have to dig a hole and then like sleep in it and then like sleep in the woods. All you eat is like the like processed bag military food, like not real food.
Damn. Oh, I was asking because you guys get free entry to all the national parks.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't camp outside.
That's what I meant. It's because my friend, we tried to invite him camping because he gets us free into all the national parks.
He's like, I don't want to go anymore.
I feel like army people, from what I've heard, army people, we don't like to camp for that exact same reason because we've been through like the worst part of camping. Oh, so it's like, that's not fun
it's
to
traumatizing.
Us.
It's
that's true.
How was that experience, like, out there sleeping? Did you have to sleep in the whole night?
Yeah, it was, I'm not even kidding, it was the worst pain, the worst cold I've ever felt in my whole entire life. Like, half of my body was numb, and my jaw wouldn't stop shaking. Like, I felt like, you know, like, when your fingers get cold and they get turned, like, purple?
Yeah.
It was horrible. Like, I was really watching the moon to tell time to see, like, when the sun would come up, because it was so cold.
Oh, my
like,
God. Did you get sick?
I didn't get sick, no, thank God, because when we came back to, like, our barracks is what we call them, like, where everyone sleeps at, like, back where, when we're not camping, like, I put a hot towel over my head, because I felt, like, it coming, and I was like, no, please, like, I don't get sick, so I just kind of, I healed myself.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I cried I was so depressed the first 2 weeks when I went, because I had no communication with my family. I was across the country. I was in South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
So it wasn't like I could, like, run away and, like, go home, you know?
Yeah.
I
was, like, get blacklisted.
Yeah, like, it wasn't like I can just go and, like, drive home, because I was, like, on the other side of the country. The first 2 weeks were the worst. I feel like it's the same for, like, everyone that joins. The first 2 weeks are the worst.
Were you able to lean on, like, your fellow other people? What do they call them? Like, your fellow...
We call them battle buddies.
Battle buddies.
Yeah. How cute. Cute.
Were you able to, like, make friends and lean on them?
Yeah, no, for sure. Because, like, I feel like I had this, like, that was my family over there. Like, at first I didn't talk to anyone. I was to myself. I was depressed. I would go to the bathroom and just cry. Like, I was so miserable. Like, I would literally tell myself, I was
did
like.
Did you regret it? You were like, fuck, would I do this?
Yeah, like, I would try to telepathically tell my mom, like, I'm sorry. Like, aww. Like, I would be in the bathroom and be like, if my mom can, like. You know, if I can reach my mom, like, telepathically, like, that's how, like, in the trenches I was like, Mom, I'm so sorry, I should have listened to you, I was like,
oh, your mom didn't want you to go?
She didn't want me to do it, because at that time, the whole Vanessa Guillen stuff was going on.
Oh.
Yeah.
What made you want to
sign
up?
Sorry, my mom's calling.
Oh, no, I'll go ahead.
You said what made me want to join?
Yeah.
It was just this, okay, it was senior year of high school. And I was just super depressed. I wanted to get away from home because I had so much stuff going on. Like, not just at home, but, like, I was going through a breakup, and then I was just going through it. Like, I weighed, like, 90 pounds in high, like, a senior year, because I just wouldn't eat. Like, I didn't have a good eating, like, habit or, like, diet or anything. So I was like, I need something to, like, kind of be like, hey, this is real life, you know, like snap out of it or something to, like, toughen me up. Because I was such a sensitive person. Like, I would let people walk all over me. I wouldn't, like, defend myself. I would. I was just a different person. So I was like, you know what? Let me do this, because I feel like if I can do this, I can do anything, you know?
Yeah. Oh. Do you feel that now?
Yeah. I feel like if I can do, like, the situations are, like, bad stuff that happens right now. It's, like, that doesn't compare to, like, what I've already gone through, you know? Like, wow. It could be worse, is what I say. Like, it could be worse.
So when you dug that hole, were there people, like, right next to you in other holes? Or you were, like, separated, like, far from other people?
We weren't separated. Like, we weren't that far from each other, because, like, we all still had to stay, like, in the same area, but there was, like, a distance between, like...
Were you able to talk to other people while you guys were in the hall?
Yeah. Low-key, like, we had our own little, like, battle booth over there, like, our little, like, flings over there that we...
Oh,
like,
really? Yeah. So you guys would go in the same hole together?
No, we weren't allowed to do that, because that, like, would get us, like, you know, like... It was not worth getting in trouble for, because you can really get in trouble for, like, shit like that. Mm. So, we would meet up with, like, other people and just, like, hang out and stuff. I think one person started a fire at one point. We couldn't do that, but we started a little campfire. You know? We find stuff to do. But yeah, you can meet up and talk with other people, but you just can't get, like, physical or touchy. Or you get, like, kind of like a write-up, but it's a lot more serious because you're in the army.
So when stuff like with women and stuff like that in the army happens, does that hit home to you? Or does that make you feel some type of way?
It does, only because I had, like, a really bad experience while I was training. And, like, I only told, like, a few people about it. And it's crazy because while I was out there, like, that same South Carolina, there was someone there. I didn't know her at the time, that she ended up coming to my unit, which is where I live now. And she told me, she's like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. I was like, yo, I didn't even know you. We were halfway across the country. And, like, we're, like, here. Like, it's such a small world. And, like, she knew about that. And she knew about the guy, too, because he had, like, already, like, pending stuff against him. She was like, oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
That was the only bad experience I had. But it's, like, it's one that stays with you, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And did they take it serious?
No, like, literally my worst nightmare, like, ever. Because instead of, like, my drill sergeant, like, being like, oh, like, you know, like, what happened or whatever. Oh, like, it was so horrible, because it was literally, like, if I could have imagined it as my worst nightmare or had a nightmare about it, it was literally that. So he called all of the females, it's for saying females, but that's how we say in the army. He called all of the girls in one room and literally called me out in front of everyone. He was like, if you have something to say, like, say it right now, because, like, these accusations or whatever. And I was, like, shaking, like I was really having a panic attack. They're, like, shaking, trying to say it. And he was like, all right, if you're not going to say anything, then I don't want to hear no accusations, like, anything like that, you know?
What?
But it got worse, because there were some girls that were trying to, like, I guess, like, that were, like, buddies with him, like, a little more, whatever. And they started attacking me during it. Like,
what
saying, like,
the
oh,
fuck?
You're a liar. You're just talking shit. Like, you're just mad because he's talking to other females. This man was 30 and not my type at all. So, like, I was not mad. Like, y'all can have him.
No way.
So instead of being like, oh, like, what's wrong? Like, instead of being like, you know, like,
like, supporting women.
They were against me. And they were like, they were attacking me, like, in the classroom. And so my roommate, because my roommate was there when all that happened. Like, she knew what I went through. My roommate was there. And then another roommate I had that ended up, switching rooms, like, me and we kind of didn't get along with our other roommate, but even at that moment she had my back, and that, like, told me, like,
you know even then, like,
even though we didn't, like, we weren't like this, like, she still had my back about it. And so I ran to the bathroom. I was having a whole panic attack. I was crying. Like, it was, like, the last week of, like, us being there, like, of our training. And then I remember just calling my parents, and I was, like, hysterically crying. Like, I couldn't even talk, because I was like, I just want to leave here. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, I just want to go home.
And that wasn't a reason for you to be like, okay, this happened, you don't believe me, I'm going to go home. Like, you can't say that. You can't be like, I'm going to go home.
No, because the reason why I said it was because I was like, you know, like, sometimes he's on our floor. Like, I don't feel, like, safe. And instead of it being like, okay, like, we'll make something. Like,
some changes or something.
He blamed it on me and, like, turned it on me. And he would always mention, like, when we were in, like, information where we're all there together, he'd be like, okay, so I don't want to hear any more of these accusations. I don't want to hear any more about this. Like, if you're not going to speak up or say about it, don't say it at all. Like, something like that. It was horrible, because then that week I was going home, and he messed with my flight. I was the only one not going home.
What?
And I was like, there's no way I'm staying here by myself when everyone else leaves with these people. I was like, there's no way. So I, like, called my parents. I had one family member that lived in Virginia, which wasn't that far
from me.
South Carolina, and I was like, look, like, I can ride with you, and then I'll buy my own plane ticket home. Like, I just need to get out of here. Like, I don't feel safe being here. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up talking to someone else, and then she fixed it for me, like, thank God. And then, like, even when I got to the airport, like, I was, like, 10 minutes away from missing my flight, because, like, everything was, like, kind of, like,
yeah,
you know, like, I saw it coming. I was like, I know that he's gonna mess with my flight because I said that. Because they were, like, he was working for him after we left there. So, obviously, like, if I spoke bad about him, like, it was going to affect him.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And that was my mom's worst fear, like, going there because of the whole Vanessa
case. Right, right, right.
That's so annoying.
Oh, my gosh. Mom. Honestly, I'm so sorry you had to go through it's that. Okay. That's so intense.
It's crazy, but it gave me, like, a reality check. Like, it really is like that out here. Yeah. You know? Like, you don't believe it until it happens to you.
I have a friend who was, I think he was in the Army, and,
What do you mean, Army? Was she not in the Army?
She's National Guard. Like, he was the...
National Guard. Like, we're not...
Yeah. And he was in the Army. Because, like, obviously there's Marines, Navy, all that shit. And he talks about that. He talks about how, like, they don't care about you. He's Black, so he mentions that a lot. That there is... like, all that shit that you see on the news and stuff, like, it's not people exaggerating. Like, it's so literally real. How it is.
It is so real.
I believed it. I never not
so did
once
I.
Felt, I never not once felt like, oh, this is a lie. No, I knew some shit was off.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's so scary. Honestly, my husband was going to go into the, I think it was the Air Force. And then he just never. He like was filling out the papers and everything. And then I think he just never turned them in. Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I've heard that a lot of people do that actually. Like, they want to do it. And then once it comes, like, I was like that too. I was like, yo, like, do I really want to do this? Once I'm signing it, I was like, you know what?
Yeah, because that's a huge decision to make as like a senior in high school.
Yeah,
because you don't you know, it's discipline that maybe like you've literally never had before unless you've been sent to fucking like boot camp or something. But I always think of that and I'm like, dude, I'd serve crack before I serve this country.
Oh, literally. Bitch, I'll do the crack before I serve this country.
No, really.
Damn. But no, props to you, Miss Girl. Seriously. You really got through that shit, but here you are. And one more year before, like, your contract is up or what? Is
that
like
a 4-year type of thing? Yeah, it was supposed to be done this March, which was next month. Mm-hmm. But because it's paying for my school. And plus, I love, like, where I'm at. Like, it's actually, like, a lot better than where I was before. That was just
Yeah.
I love my unit. I love, like, who I'm around. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this isn't bad to be coming, like, once a month. Plus, it pays for my school. So I'll do, like, another year and see where I'm at, like, a year from now.
What is your job exactly, like, in there?
I'm a logistics specialist. So pretty much I work with mechanics. Like, if the mechanics find something wrong with the vehicles, like, mm-hmm. I order it for them. And then I just, like, check out stuff. I haven't done my job since I've been there. Because they use me for supply, like, counting, like, rifles or counting, like, all our equipment. Mm-hmm. But now I'm starting to do my job since I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay for another year. They're like, okay, so you're going to do your job. And I was like, oh, okay. For sure. But, yeah, it's pretty much just accountability. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like parkour, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's more just like, okay, like, sign your name right here. Make sure you bring it back. You know?
Yeah.
But I would rather do that. I don't want to be out there.
Yeah.
What's the most valuable thing you learned from
the most valuable? From
that whole experience.
Like, what stuck to me the most... not even valuable, like, just, like, what opened my eyes mm-hmm. is that people are so unfaithful. Like, everyone's unfaithful. Like, while, like, I've seen it firsthand, like, when we, like, I've been to the field and I've seen people, like, cheat on their wives or girlfriends with people they met, like, 2 days ago because of the Army. Like, while I was out there, I was like, I'm so glad I'm single. Like, y'all all making me thankful I'm single because there's no, ain't no way. I was ain't no way. Because it's crazy. It's a crazy.
Like, everyone?
Movie. Like, the majority. The majority. That's why, like, you know, Army men have such a bad reputation. Just Army in general.
Yeah.
But I didn't believe. I was just like, okay, no, it's true. Like, I've been with 2 Army men, let me tell you. Not the way. Not the way to go. Never again. I learned my lesson.
Not surprised. I am not surprised. I would never
date anyone. I don't need to hear that to know that I would never date anyone in the Army.
It's crazy.
I hate people who are in the Army that are hella patriotic. Like, come the fuck down.
No, literally.
Like, they're the most brainwashed people, actually.
No, really.
I let them not hear this because they're going to come for us.
Oh, I know, like, yo,
it's a joke.
Calm down. Joke. Calm down.
Thank you for serving our country. What are you going to school for?
Media arts. So, like, film, TV, television programming.
Oh, cool.
Is that where you met? Because wasn't one of the Kickback crew... Don't one of them go to, is Angel? Doesn't Angel do
I think he too? Does, yeah, but no, he was to a completely different school, I think.
Oh, and is it fun? Do you like the school?
I I don't like school, but like I need to do school in order to get like where I'm at, because like I'm such a procrastinator and like stupid like general ed classes, like why do I need to take biology?
Oh, that's so annoying.
Why do I need to take biology for this? Like, what does this have to do with, like, you know?
Dude, I've literally, that's why I kept going and dropping out and going and dropping out, because I was so sick of the general ed.
The money, they just want your money. Yeah, there's no need for that.
But I actually liked some of the general ed classes because I would learn random shit that I'm like, I would have never learned this anywhere else.
No, it's true.
And it's useless information.
But I like having useless information in my brain because it's just fun to know random facts.
I have so much going on up there already. I don't need useless shit running around.
Really? I feel like whenever I my brain's running like kind of on overdrive and I'm just thinking about everything. Yeah, I like to learn about something because it helps me focus on that specific topic and it kind of just erases everything else.
Yeah.
That's.
I just drank.
Yeah, no. Dude, honestly, I cannot drink anymore, like, ever again.
I'm getting back into it. It's bad. I need to stop.
I just physically can't do it. Like, my body won't allow it.
It rejects it.
Good for you.
Because I have a lot of, like, digestive issues. Oh. So it's just not worth it. Like, it's really not. I have to really sit down and be like, okay, if you drink today, you're going to be in so much pain tomorrow. Later, so just be aware of that. So I have to pick my days and it's just never really that worth it.
No, I get that. Yeah. No.
But when I was young, baby girl, don't worry. I was drinking it up all the time.
Do you feel like that contributed to your digestive issues, the way you used to drink?
No, I think it's just genetic. Oh. Yeah. Because I think stomach issues like that are... Well, that's what my family's doctor told us, that like if your parents have stomach issues, you're probably going to have stomach issues.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Shout out to genetics.
Fuck you.
No, really.
On that note, I think.
Yeah, that was good. You're so, honestly, you're so Thank lovely. You. Yeah, you're such guys. A nice yeah, person to talk to.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little worried when I found out you were 20. I was like, fuck.
I feel like we don't really connect that well with younger.
No, not because we're like, oh my God, we're older and like we're so much cooler. Like, no, not even. It's just.
No, you guys are cooler.
It's just like, I don't know. I just don't kick it around that many people that are not my age anymore. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm just like,
but I feel young, so.
Same. Young at heart. No, it was definitely fun. Thank you so much for joining. I loved conversating with
you. Are you working on any projects that you'd like to share, maybe get a little bit more exposure on?
Just drop your handles.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, other than my YouTube channel that I'm bringing back up.
Yeah.
I want to start a little series where I do like car talks in my car called Car Talks with Kim.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that. And then anything else, I mean, follow me on Instagram if you're single and you have long hair, you know.
Ooh. Yes.
Love. Hi.
Oh my God. Dropping this girl. Yeah, at Kim Bizzle on Instagram, Zukimi on TikTok, and Kim Sandoval on YouTube. I have different usernames for everything, but it was so, taken at
so
the time.
We'll write them in the description box.
Thank you.
Below.
Yeah, but thank you guys for having me. This was fun. I love this.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was gonna say thank you so much for making the drive because that's literally a long drive. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, besties, for watching another episode. Remember to comment your favorite part, something that you might have liked, and you want to hear more. If you guys want to hear more about Kim, comment that down below too.
And that is it.
And tune in for what is it that sending you a video?
Oh yeah,
for the friends. Yeah, I Am Friends are having their 100th episode, and they're putting their little fan videos. Go check out their Instagram. All the rules are on there if you want to be in their 100th video, right? Yes. So thank you, besties. Love you guys. See you next week.